Good morning. Welcome to Girl Talk 1030 with Allison,
Jaslyn,
Kayla,
Lauren.
And today we're going to talk about how to be an effective public speaker. So it's been known that public speaking is the number one fear in America. What do you guys think about that?
I think it's a very valid fear to have. I mean, I know I have it. I get very scared when I look out into the crowd and everybody's staring at me.
Definitely, like, that advice about picturing everybody in your underwear doesn't even work for me anymore. Like, I just get really nervous, huge stage fright, you know, like, I freeze up there.
But has that really ever worked for anybody, though?
No.
That is very true.
So that's why we're going to talk about what tips we can use to be an effective speaker. So
my tip, like, from Harvard that I got offline was to be as prepared as possible. Make sure you run through your lines, make sure you practice your speech, and make sure you realize who you're giving your speech to, like, the audience-wise.
Yeah, I think it's really important to note that people get very distracted easily and their mind tends to drift and that they only have a 2-minute attention span. So we need to really resist from distracting ourselves and really focus on what we're talking about in our speech.
I agree.
Be confident, be positive. I feel like that's one of the main things as well.
Mm-hmm. Not concentrating is another big factor that a lot of people have, especially the audience who are listening, but also it's the speaker. Because once you're nervous and you're not really paying attention to what you're saying, so like concentrating is just a big part.
Yeah, it's also really important to note that you can't try to cover all the information in like such a short time frame that they give us. So like you can't overwhelm or confuse the audience. So it's better to stick to your main points and the topic.
Focusing on the topic is also a really big like thing that people tend to drift away from. You don't want to put too much information into what you're speaking about because then you can drift off and stuff like that.
And you don't also want to, like, go on a ramble on something, say, like, you have a point, and then you just kind of go off on a tangent. That you just kind of want to stay away from as part of, it's not part of your topic, so why talk about it?
Also, choose a topic that's interesting to the audience that will catch their attention as well.
Yeah, I think it's important to analyze the audience and think about what they could possibly be interested in listening to.
Yeah, if you have an audience of all boys, you don't want to be sitting there talking about makeup and hair, and they're not going to relate, they're not going to understand, they're just going to stare at you blankly.
Definitely. Information and support are a big thing with speeches, too. You don't want to pick a topic that you can't get a lot of information or support, like, to back it up. I know an example that recently happened with information and support was a Trump speech about abortion. He didn't have a lot of information on it, and he seemed like he was very lost on the topic. So even higher up people like the president do not have the best speaking skills.
That's very true, and I think people can also use things like personal experiences, hypothetical examples to also support their points.
Yeah.
And the next a big thing is organization. So like you want to have an outline and be prepared and put your points into different, like,
Just be organized, you know, don't be all over the place. Do it in a specific order, like, chronologically, however, depending on your topic, how it should be.
Yeah, also, a logical sequence is also very helpful, too, like the opening, main points, and then the summary to sum up your entire speech.
Right, and I think at the beginning of your speech, you should also be sure to have a really good attention grabber. You know, like maybe some humor, statistics, a definition of some term that you're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
What about in the conclusion? What do you guys think we should do?
For sure, you can't put something or say something that was not, like, new. You can't add new information you didn't add before, for sure. And you could also summarize it or end it with a quote or something meaningful that, you know, the audience will stay with, for sure.
You also want to make sure that your introduction is 10 to 20% of your overall speech, and then your conclusion, you want it to be 5 to 10% of your overall speech.
For vocabulary, you want to take out, like, the filler words, like, kind of make your speech, like, straight to the point. Don't, like, and try to add maybe some fancy words to get your point across.
And make sure your vocabulary makes sense for the audience, too. You don't want to be using really sophisticated words if the audience won't understand it.
Right. Well, what about actually delivering the speech? What do you guys think the person should be, like, how should they be dressed? How should their body language be?
Depending on the speech is depending on what they should dress, but most likely, or most of the time, you would wear, like, something a little bit more professional, like, not, like, ripped jeans and, like, a
like
t-shirt.
Like, business casual, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Also, they should also be relaxed and keep eye contact, not, like, focus
right.
on their cards or focus on their PowerPoint, you know, and also, you know, try to...
scan the audience, you know, make eye contact with everybody in every section,
yes,
so everybody gets the
yeah.
feel of what you're talking about
exactly.
in your speech.
Also, you don't want to have a lot of nervous gestures, like playing with your note cards, moving your feet around, moving your hair, like, it distracts the audience.
Yeah, also saying a lot or trying to figure out what your next point is just doesn't flow very well when you're nervous.
Okay, well, that was Girls Talk 10:30. Thanks for joining. Bye!